As the 98th National FFA Convention and Expo kicks off Wednesday in Indianapolis, Hoosier Ag Today is shining the spotlight on Farm Credit Mid-America and their longtime support of Indiana FFA. One project that Farm Credit Mid-America is proud to support is the construction of an Americans with Disabilities Act compliant cabin. It's going to be built at the Indiana FFA Leadership Center in Johnson County. And joining us here today on Hoosier Ag Today is Jason Wilson. He's Regional Vice President of Agricultural Lending at Farm Credit Mid-America. He's based out of their office in Columbia City. Jason is also a member of the Board of Directors for the Indiana FFA Foundation. Also joining us today is Lisa Shadon. She's Executive Director of the Indiana FFA Foundation. First of all, Jason, let's talk about the project. Let's talk about the donation and the support that Farm Credit Mid-America gives to Indiana FFA.
Yeah, thanks. At Farm Credit Mid-America, our mission is to secure the future of rural communities and agriculture. And one of the most powerful ways we do that is by investing in the next generation, and especially through our support of FFA. You know, we see them as the future leaders of our industry. It gives young people the skills and confidence to grow personally and professionally, and as leaders in their communities. And we've been partners with FFA for over three decades, working together at the state and local levels to empower students and the tools, resources, experience they need to lead. And we've had a standing commitment with funding programs with Indiana FFA, and have just committed more to building the new cabin at the Leadership Center. We don't see that just as a donation. It's a long-term investment in the future of agriculture.
Lisa, let's talk about the contribution from Farm Credit Mid-America and how that has come a long way in helping to put together the plans for a brand new ADA-compliant cabin at the Indiana FFA Leadership Center in Johnson County.
Yeah, we are so excited about the groundbreaking and the parts of getting ready to put together this wonderful new cabin for our students. You know, we have seen a tremendous growth in Indiana FFA with the students that are coming to the Leadership Center, and we have seen the need to make sure that we're accessible for every single student in the state of Indiana that wants to participate in FFA and wants to be at conferences and camps, that they have access. And so we have found, we've been in existence for over 50 years at the Leadership Center, and things have changed over the years, and we need to make sure that we've got some cabins that are more accessible for all students to be able to make sure that we're making this powerful step forward in accessibility, inclusivity, and an opportunity for every student to be able to come to a conference and camp at the Leadership Center. So we're super excited about Farm Credit's involvement in that. You know, we've been trying to raise dollars for the last few years to be able to make sure this becomes a reality. And Farm Credit came right in, strong partners as they've always been, to be able to help us finish furnishing that cabin and be able to put those fine touches on it to make sure we're ready for the students come this spring when the cabin's complete. And Farm Credit goes beyond what they're doing there at the Leadership Center. They've had a huge investment over the years, particularly to do with the Leadership Center. But beyond that, the support that they give our students all year long, you know, they support Goodwill visits, which is where our state officers go out and visit our business and industry partners across the state. That happens in the month of December, and so we're on the road with them. They also support our Hoosier degree candidates. Every single student that gets that degree also has a touch from Farm Credit because of their involvement with that sponsorship. They sponsor students go to Washington Leadership Conference in the summer. They also sponsor some other things convention related. And then in the fall and also during National FFA Week, they sponsor all the travel that the state officers are doing with our chapter engagement series when they're going out and visiting our local FFA chapters and those students across the state, which is an impact of well over 6,000 students when you kind of put all those numbers together in the classrooms they're touching during that time frame. They are our biggest partner with the Indiana FFA Foundation, and we value everything that they bring to us to be able to help our students and our members across the state.
Jason, I want to go back to you and talk about not just Farm Credit Mid-America's commitment to supporting Indiana FFA and the building of a brand new ADA compliant cabin at the Indiana FFA Leadership Center, but big picture, the overall support that Farm Credit Mid-America has given to rural communities and its overall support of Indiana agriculture as a whole, Jason.
Farm Credit Mid-America is more than just the services we provide of lending and crop insurance. We're members of the community. We serve every county in Indiana with 25 locations around the state. And the members of the association really are right out there constantly giving back their time, their own efforts, and being part of the community, because it's more than just customers that we have. We are, our member owners actually own the Farm Credit Mid-America Association. And so it is our responsibility to be active members of every community and provide that assistance and provide that structure to help grow those communities.
And Lisa, when we certainly want to thank Farm Credit Mid-America for their support of Indiana FFA and support of rural communities and Indiana agriculture, but Indiana FFA, certainly the support that Farm Credit Mid-America has given is still just one piece of a larger a puzzle, so to speak, in terms of all the fundraising and all the goals that Indiana FFA has for growing the organization.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we have partners all across Indiana. Those, you know, we're very fortunate to be in the Midwest and know that we have a huge footprint in agriculture. And so we reap from that because many of our partners are right there in Indianapolis or in the surrounding communities of Indiana. And so we have many ag partners all across the state that help support the foundation and the work of our FFA members across the state and making sure we're supporting those at the level they need to be. You know, it's so important that we prepare those future leaders because they're going to be the future of our country. And we want to make sure that the foundation's doing its part in making sure that those students have the support they need and those members can become those leaders and the future leaders of our country that we need them to be.
I just think that it's important that that we as members of the community and when we're looking at securing the future of rural communities and agriculture, that we stay focused on programs like FFA that provide the service, training, development for those youngsters that are going to be the future of agriculture. And we continue to invest in FFA and we just couldn't be more proud of the partnership that we've had with Indiana FFA.
You know, the Cabot Project is a symbol of progress and inclusivity within the agriculture community. It does not just represent a new building, but a commitment to ensuring every aspiring agriculture leader has the opportunity to thrive. And I think FFA and Farm Credit, in all the things that we do, want to make sure that we have the infrastructure in place so that students and members of FFA can succeed in whatever area they choose to go into when they become adults and those citizens that serve every single day. Another piece of Farm Credit is, you know, because they not only support Indiana FFA, they support four other states besides us in the FFA component. And so I know my partners in other states are very happy about the support that they are giving each of their FFA programs within other states. And so it's not just Indiana that they support. They support multiple states. And so we just so thank Farm Credit Mid-America for the level of support they had given FFA across the country, really.
And Lisa, I'll ask this question as well. If someone listening would like to contribute to Indiana FFA and further help the goals of the organization, how's the best way to get a hold of Indiana FFA to make that financial contribution to the organization?
Sure. One of the easiest ways to catch us is you can always go to infFA.org. We are within that website. You can take a look at what's under supporting partners in the FFA Foundation, and our contact information is there. There is also an opportunity if you just want to give, you can go to our website to that as well and go to Give Today and make your contribution. And our emails and phone numbers are all listed out in there, and we would be more than happy to talk to anybody that's interested in giving and help us support the youth of tomorrow.
Once again, Jason Wilson with Farm Credit Mid-America, the website fcma.com, and Lisa Shadon, Executive Director of the Indiana FFA Foundation. Once again, the website infFA.org. Jason, Lisa, thank you so much for your time and sharing the story of Farm Credit Mid-America's support and contribution to Indiana FFA. I appreciate it. Thank you so much, Jason.
Thank you.
And thank you, Lisa.
Thank you.